It's on. The January 20th, 2010 meeting of Morro Bay Public Works Advisory Board will please come to order. Let the record show that all members are present except for John Zwemer. And we'll have a moment of silence. Do we have acceptance of the agenda? Any objections? If there are no objections, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Are there any announcements? No announcements? None of you ladies? Anyway, written communications. I don't see any.
Toilet or kitchen wastewater. Prior to August of this year, the plumbing code had a gray water chapter that was difficult to implement and only had two levels of use. A surge tank system with a leach field with lots of valves and stuff to switch things back and forth, or the tertiary treatment system. And so both were a little difficult to use for people and expensive to install. Due to the drought conditions that have existed for several years now and the increased attention to the green building standards, housing and community development proposed emergency gray water standards that were approved by the governor in August. The new regulations have a four-tier system approach that was simplified, and it's much easier and more cost-effective, depending on which level you go with. The emergency standards, even though they were approved, still were required to go the full process of the Building Standards Commission with several levels of public comment and review, and are just now completed all that and should be adopted by the state either towards the end of this month or next month. And there were quite a few changes to the original draft in August that were made to the gray water item. And so once they're approved, they should go on into effect 180 days after that. So probably July or August would be the actual effective date. The building department's always supported and promoted gray water and other green building ideas. The council this last year adopted a green building incentive program. The program is a multi-tier program and gives you a percentage of your permit and plan check fee back to you once you've completed a green building feature. The gray water system rebate is 20% of the plan check and inspection fees that are charged. There are some areas in town that will not permit the use of gray water or take further investigation due to the soils conditions or the groundwater table. There needs to be adequate separation between the gray water and the groundwater of at least 6 feet. There's also some areas in town that we have two slide areas, the Panay slide and the Laurel slide. The Panay slide is on the east side of Highway 1 and is Panay, Panorama, Orchest, Oahu, Nevis. And then the other slide area on Laurel is at the north end of Nutmeg. The soils are really bad in that area and we have a lot of steep slopes. So there may be some that might not be able to do it, but any type of program up there would take careful consideration. I've given you all a guide to the gray water system that was developed by Slow Green this last year. The guide helps you to design, maintain, and gives you plant selections and detergent selections and that type of thing that are recommended. The four tiers that we have for the gray water system, the first tier is the for single family residences, which is for the clothes washer system. And that only takes the gray water from the clothes washing machine only. And this is best suited for retrofits, where you have existing houses where it would be hard to tie into other plumbing fixtures besides the washing machine. Where the washing machine is close to an exterior wall, it would be easy to get it plumbed to the exterior and go to a leach field system or a leach pit that would take care of the plants in that area. The second tier level is called a simple system that would take multiple fixtures, not to exceed 250 gallons per day on a single-family residence. And then the calculations for that are in the handbook on page 7. It shows you how to make the calculations for the amount of gray water that you would produce out of multiple fixtures. One of the new requirements, which has made it simpler in the plumbing code, is the cover over the leach pipe. Previously, you had to have at least 6 inches of cover, and now the current regulation would only be 2 inches of cover. So it makes it a little easier for people to install. The third tier is called the complex system, which is discharges that are over 250 gallons a day, and therefore multifamily or commercial applications. Again, they're subsurface irrigation fields similar to leach fields or leach pit areas. The fourth, the highest level, is the treated gray water system for commercial or residential, which would be used for repiping and used for indoor flushing of toilets and urinals only, and also for your landscape areas outside. This system has a treatment facility on site. It is inspected annually to ensure there are no issues with cross connections between the potable water and the gray water treated gray water system. This system is very complicated and requires a engineer to design the system for them. And staff is we're there to help people. My inspector, Brian Cowan, who's here tonight sitting here, he's very helpful with the public and helping with questions about gray water. He's probably more knowledgeable about it than I am. And we always encourage any type of gray water or green building system. So you'll find lots of help down at Public Services Department. If a homeowner has any kind of limited experience or knowledge with plumbing, they can probably do a level 1 or 2 on their own. If they have no experience at all, I would probably recommend hire a plumbing contractor to install the system, somebody that's qualified, so that you don't make mistakes and interfere with your drain waste system on your existing home. That's about it. Do I have any questions from you? Jenny?
Yes, first of all, thank you for this. I thought it was really great, and I'm glad to have it. Are these available for sale?
Yeah, they're available at the counter for free. We hand them out.
And also, it seems that the systems all include a leach field. Is there any way to use gray water directly, like to bucket it or anything?
Well, there's some other types of little, it all has to be subterranean. You can't have any ponding on the surface, because if you had something like that when it's raining like it is now, we'd have gray water running off into the streets and down to the bay. So, you know, with our environmental setting here, we don't want the gray water to make it, so we don't want any ponding on the surface. It has to be under a minimum of 2 inches of cover. And there's several different applications besides just a perforated pipe underground. They have drip systems. Drip systems are a little complicated because they're high maintenance. A lot of things get clogged up in them. And then there's some other little potted areas that you'll see in the handout. They're a little simplified where they go right into like a clay pot that's turned upside down and drips into this and it waters a certain area, say 2x2 or 3x3, that would handle the plants in that area. So there's lots of options in that guidebook besides just a perforated pipe leach field. So there's a lot of good ideas. And these aren't maintenance-free. It's not something you just install and walk away and forget about. They require maintenance and keeping track of what's going on and making sure your dog didn't dig up the area where, you know, and expose.
We have the public, have the consent calendar. And the only thing on that are the approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Do we have any anything anybody want to change? I don't hear much. Okay. Then can I have a motion to approve?
I move that we approve the minutes as written.
And a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. The director's report.
Uh,
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, board members. Rob Leivick, city engineer. Do want to highlight a couple of things. First of all, with today's rain, we did experience a few downed trees around town, not too much, mainly branches. One tree on private property at Alta Court went through a house, caused some damage to the property, and it was a private tree that went down. We also had some localized flooding problems. Probably the major issue was out on South Bay Boulevard near Lower State Park Road. State Parks actually closed the road late this afternoon due to the coincidence of the heavy runoff and high tide. Water was running over Lower State Park Road. Also, we had some shallow sheet flow over the top of South Bay and placed some flooded road signs out there to get people to slow down a little bit on South Bay. And that was that location was just south of the bridge location there. So our streets crew has been very busy picking up branches and placing sandbags, street signs this afternoon and for the past few days. When we did have a break in the weather, we were able to get some pothole work done and able to use our new latest piece of street maintenance equipment, a crack sealer. So we look forward to that in your neighborhood. Basically heats up a rubberized asphaltic product and you drip it down into the surf in the highway. I think they have a short section up on top yet to do. They have to come back and do that. Embarcadero bike lanes and South Bay Boulevard bike lanes they were working on. So they still have to come back into town to do some finish and touch-up work. West Coast Arborist was intending on being in town on Monday to start some tree trimming and tree removal work. Unfortunately, the rain has kept them at bay, so it's only about a little less than a week's worth of work for them. So they're going to wait until a little bit drier weather next week and finish it all up next week. So they're, as noted in the director's report, there's five or six tree removals, a pine at 542 Madera, paper bark at 2700 Main, a pine at 731 Marina. I can't remember the variety at 960 Quintana. I think it might be a bottle brush there. 960 Main and 315 Morro Bay Boulevard are both flowering yucks that turned brown and died in a matter of weeks. I could swear that they were green one day and brown the next, but I know it took longer than that. But I was very surprised to see those go bad so quickly. Also, there was a tree that about half of it fell into the street at Main and Pacific, a black acacia. And when the arborist was cleaning it up, noticed the tree was really not there on the inside of it. The whole base of it was hollow. So we had to remove the remaining portion of the tree. What's fortunate that that tree had a nice several-year-old volunteer black acacia that was growing right next to it. So we have an instant replacement there. Ever slowly working on our bike plan update. We have a new draft out to the bike committee for their review. And with that, I could try to answer questions on some of the other items.
You know, on the, you're talking about potholes. On the 900 blopped about 5 years ago, I guess it was pretty good. So this collapse of the foundation has happened since then.
Okay, we'll check that out.
Since we're going to be on potholes here, Rob, I got another one for you.
Okay.
Bonita Street between Main Street and Reno Court, right near the North Morro Bay Fire Station and down in front of the trailer park down near Domino's Pizza. It's been going ongoing for a while, but and it's going to just get worse with the rain.
Right. That is more than just pothole repair there. That's a dig out and basically reconstruct there.
Yeah, that one there. Then the one, it's getting worse up by the fire station.
Yeah, yeah. Both those are fairly significant, so we just don't want to put cold patch into them because it just won't last. It'll just come back out of there. So those are planned for basically dig out the street and replace those sections. Also up on Norwich, there's a block of really bad alligator street up there that can't be patched really anymore.
Now, is that just an ongoing thing, and it'll go on the list as it comes around, or?
Yeah, we'll need to wait for a little bit of dry weather to do that work. So we're also kind of dependent. Sometimes during the year, the asphalt plants are producing rubberized asphalt for big Caltrans jobs. We don't use rubberized asphalt. We don't have the equipment that can handle that. So during the big paving part of the paving season, when they're putting out mixes that we can't use, we either have to drive to Santa Maria to get asphalt or just wait until the plant, because we don't, when a plant is producing several thousand tons for a state or county contract, we generally use 10 tons a day for street repairs. They're not going to switch over their plant for us. We're going to use what they're putting out. But, you know, it is on our to-do list and will get done.
Okay. Anyone else? You ladies are very quiet tonight.
Well, if we're off of potholes, I had another question.
Go ahead.
I noticed reading on the director's report about the fire station, that grant that was awarded.
So we got a loan as a sort of a gap, to fill in the gap until we're able to sell the property at Coral and San Jacinto. Now this ERA grant through FEMA is going to allow us to not borrow as much money as we would have had to.
excuse me, Rob. It's listed under streets, but the it's about a hangar removal, and it's a tree at the northeast corner of Ridgeway and Kearns, and it's just a huge limb that's just laying all over the wires. And before January 31st, I just wondered if that...
Ridgeway and Kern?
Ridgeway and Kern, I would say it's the northeast corner. Whenever it rains, I go the other way.
Okay. that one, we won't... Something like that, we won't wait till the West Coast Arborist gets into town. We'll use one of our on-call, either probably Arbor First, Greenvale, or Coastal Tree Experts, one of the three companies that's in town to take care of that, who have been really helpful in our storms. So they really respond well, and because we can't do all the tree work ourselves, so they do a great job in helping us out.
I have a question. Is there a form or something if people see something, or do we just...
You just call the public services office at 772-6261 and report the issue, and a work order will be prepared, and then it'll be sent out to the crews to either take care of themselves, or they'll get a contractor involved to assist with that.
Thank you.
I had another comment on the second page, and specifically about water. As I was reading about it, it sounds like although we're getting a lot of rain right now, that the state water and the drought buffer and whatnot, I know that the desal plant is online, Is it possible, and maybe this is maybe jumping the gun, maybe could we have a in the future agenda item about maybe having a explanation of the desal plant and how that's going to go to
line first? So we use state water when it's available. If it's not available, then we go to our wells and our desal plant. I can bring this up with Dylan, and he can give you an update on the desal plant, and probably wouldn't be bad to have a overview of our, you know, water strategy.
I think that'd be helpful, especially now that there's going to be a lot of notoriety about the drought and tight water times. Thank you.
Would any of the members like to tour the desal plant? We set that up?
Sure, because I think it's been a couple of years or a year since we did a tour out to the Corp Yard.
But I think these people are here since we did that.
Yeah, maybe we could do like a whole city facilities, Atascadero Road city facilities tour, do the treatment plant, the Corp Yard, and the waste and the desal plant all in one time.
We did.
Okay. Is that a future issue? That's a future
agenda. Future agenda item.
Which comes later.
And we'd probably want to do it during daylight hours. It would be a better time to tour that rather than in the evening. So we'll either have to wait until later on in the year when it's light later, or do it during the daytime. So
that's what we did last time.
Yes. I think we toured some potholes, too, as on our trolley trip.
Okay, does that wrap it up on the director's report? No more questions? Then we move on. We have no new business, and we have no old business. So all we have is, the next one is future agenda items. We have on here transit service plan for March, bike plan update for February, stormwater management plan status report April, but in every February we usually have the election of officers for the new year. So that'll be put on. Does anyone have any other ideas or?
Yes, I'm wondering if we can revisit the intersection of Highway 1 and San Jacinto, where the light is. We started preparation of streets and stop signs and the stoplight at San Jacinto, where San Jacinto merges with Main Street, which merges with Highway 1.
That was the talk last year about from Main Street up to Ironwood and some sort of new systems for getting kids across the street and controlling speeding in that area. And I think, and we had at that meeting, maybe Rob can update what specifically has been done. I think we put a couple new signs there.
We put new high-vis 25-mile-an-hour signs. PD is scheduled to put the radar trailer out there again. It's been out there once. Usually the radar trailer is followed by heavier patrols. Out there.
Okay. Yeah, so I was under the impression
we hadn't talked about the intersection.
Okay, well, that was the issue I was addressing, and I'd like to have that put on a future agenda then, but not for February.
Well, I'd be interested in hearing what you...
Yeah, what I researched is I spoke with a licensed traffic engineer from Caltrans Caltrans would be involved with any sort of changes to that area, and we came up with some pretty simple, inexpensive ways to mitigate the backlog of cars that gets congested in that. It's not really an intersection, it's kind of the intersection.
You can always ration gas. That reduces car traffic. You don't like that, huh? Okay. Anything else? You want that on later, though.
It's for March or April.
Just as a maybe some time to think about for later on in the year, at some point in time, we'll be needing to revisit our complete circulation element of our general plan. I'll have to work with our planning department and see when they're going to be ready to do that, but that will be more comprehensive, a look at the entire city. So not just that one intersection, but everywhere in town. So, but that's probably out there towards probably the end of the year.
It's an option.
Is an option. We have to figure out how to do that. There may not be a phone line in this building, I don't think. I'll have to figure out how they did it for Planning Commission, and we can figure out a way to do that.
Thank you. That was all.
Okay. Now you can. We are now adjourned.